Misconception, written by L.J. Greatrex, narrated by John Delano Ziegler, Jr.
Preface. My journey across the causeway from Kaiokoko linking Cuba was fascinating, joined by the latest addition to our team, Chen, Ni Wang, who my partners Paul Max and Bill Pascal jokingly named the fourth Hacketeer, with me, Jimmy Gideon, being the third. When asked for a translation, Chen was told, someone who helps with a solution but knows nothing of the conspiracy, and although puzzled by the reply, he moved on. Our original trio having been hackers for several years with no intention of adding a fourth, not even Chen, whom we greatly respect and was pivotal to our success in China. The expansion of our main business, executive helicopters flights, has enabled us to successfully move on, adding different arms to the operation. Our latest project of setting up sanctuaries for sick and hunted animals in Africa, with the aim of foiling ivory poachers and their masters using professional expertise alongside technology, has proven worthwhile, although expensive. But it has complemented our franchise and tourism business, and is the reason we're here in Cuba offering franchise agreements to top hoteliers, whilst convincing their government of the need for a more user-friendly mode of transport. I recall Paul's pearls of wisdom following our more recent exploit, just when you think it's safe to get in the water, when he quotes Jaws, we dangle our feet in the hacker pool once more. His reference to man-eating sharks was far off the mark, as the sharks we have encountered in Asia and Africa were humans, not mammals, forcing us to use every trick in the book to bring them to justice. Our efforts to restore tranquility to elephants and all other endangered species in Africa have not been without incident. Traders and money men trying constantly to discover new ways to thwart our efforts, including our technical inventions. Also, keeping our experts on their toes by having to develop countermeasures on a constant basis. The struggle to keep poachers at bay and the tusks firmly in the heads of these beautiful animals and not carved into effigies for the satisfaction of humans continues. For the most part, we have been successful, only losing a battle when the poachers physically intervened, overpowering our wardens using more primitive methods, poison darts, bow and arrows being the weapons of preference for these renegades, not forgetting the standard-issue AK-45s. Chen would still be detained at the Asian government's pleasure, awaiting the same fate as many more of his countrymen kicking out against the injustice and continued rule of the triads. It was whilst trying to outsmart the ivory poachers and stop the trafficking of humans and drugs that our paths crossed. Our tasks, while similar, were to prevent further bloodshed by setting up sanctuaries in the heart of Africa, defeating not only the poachers, but the ivory trade as a whole, would not have been possible without his help. Our team of experts worked hard, but too much money was made by the constant stream of successive triad barons, who were handing bribes to governing bodies to close their eyes to the slaughter for us to completely eradicate these practices. Chen's fate was sealed when he underestimated the powers of these money men, but by the grace of God, he survived their attempt to poison him. Our association with Chen began during our efforts in China to locate like-minded people who shared the same ethos, combating ivory smuggling and poaching by offering sanctuary alongside financial and technical skills. Chen was more hands-on, his cunning and physical abilities were used to achieve the same aim, but he was forced by circumstance into obscurity, whilst many of his less fortunate associates left the world prematurely. We soldiered on after handing the African elephant protection baton to Sir Patrick O'Shaughnessy and Susan, his veterinary surgeon, who were working alongside our team of the finest wardens and Zulu warriors patrolling the outskirts of the Hului Umfolozi Game Reserve. Chen joined our team dedicated to the advancement of our lucrative tourist business following his reappearing from a witness protection type makeover. Changing his name to Chen from Wang, he left his previous life behind. It was another sacrifice deemed necessary to restore his otherwise traumatic existence. Whilst the move to a safe haven such as Africa was advisable, we were unaware he was close by. Never being one to succumb to force or blackmail, he rapidly became disturbed that such obvious villains as the triads were able to change his life so dramatically. It was at this point he began seeking us out. Reading of our prestigious award for protecting endangered species, he arrived.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?